Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The first wine line. The Omer Behuda Omer Shmuel. So we left off.
Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph.
Yes. The Omer Behuda Omer Shmuel. We left off with the relatively famous expression before the two dots of Rav Yochanan, who said, "Halvai shi'espal adam kol hayom kulo," which basically means that a person should daven, or if they could, all day. We learned out from that in halacha that in the event that there's your suffix, did I daven? Did I not daven? Can you imagine the lack of kavanah you had? I don't remember if I daven mincha. I usually daven at 1 in the afternoon. It's now 7 in the afternoon. I forgot if I daven. Okay. So in that case, we possibly grab Yochanan that you should daven to remove that suffix. In the event that you definitely daven, right? Vadai davening, then in that situation, we say you do not. That's what Rashi says over here. If you see the halavai, she's following Adam Kohayom, brings down that we paskin halachas krav Yochanan in a case of the suffix. So if you're not sure if you daven, then you should daven, I guess, again, or maybe again. Shmuel is of the opinion, which we saw before, that you're not allowed to daven. If you know for sure that you daven, then you're not allowed to daven again.
Well, why should you want to do it?
You're inspired. You want to daven again. And in fact, it's brought down in halacha. You asked the question. Yeah, in halacha, which we're going to actually see a little bit more in the Tanakh, there's such a thing as called a chov, an obligation, davening. And then there's a tefillas nedavah. The spal of the nedavah. The person wants to inspire to daven another davening. The question is a person ever allowed to do that? And that's what this next Gemara is going to really talk about, that there are times when a person is allowed to daven a second mincha. So let's see that. Be'omer Yehuda v'Shmuel, hoye omeid b'tfil. So, you're in the middle of davening Shmona, so you're in the middle of davening mincha. So you daven, usually daven, let's say mincha mar. This is practical. Usually daven mincha mar, you happen to have been at a 1 o'clock minyan, which you're never at, and then you go to shul that evening.
Right. It happened, this happened.
And your daven was
a yeshiva, and I came near the daven mincha. One time, I actually davened. I can't believe I said, "How could I have done that? I know I davened."
Oh. You know. So did you remember at the end after you finished, or in the middle?
After I finished, even only in the middle.
Oh, okay. So listen to this. So in that case, there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
But what happens if you, in the middle of that Shemone Esrei, you realize,
"Hey, I could have had a
BA. I davened." This is what the Gemara says. Hoy omid betfila v'nisker shehispalel posin. Betfil be'emso bracha. It doesn't make a difference. Even if you're in the middle of a paragraph, whatever paragraph it is, you stop. You're not allowed to.
Why can't you say you're learning? You're learning about tefila. You're reviewing the tefila.
But what are you doing? You're praying. So if you're learning, first of all, are you saying, are you bowing? Are you saying Hashem's name? Hashem Elkeinu. If you're learning, you're right. Then you're learning. That's different, you know. In fact, there are numerous heterim in chinuch that some people don't want to say when they're teaching a child during benching Hashem Elkeinu, or when their kids are saying the brachos, which you already said in the morning. Should you say it with them, or you get the bracha ha, and then you elo? The reality is that maybe for chinuch, you're allowed to. But what are you doing? You're standing in the Shmon Esrei with 20 people in shul. You're probably not practicing, especially that you've been davening 20 years already, 50 years. Okay, so that's not an excuse. You have to stop your davening. You feel the emsa bracha. So the Gemara says that doesn't make sense. Oh, first of all, why is it such a big deal? So there's an Indian of tefillas nedavah. So what's the problem? Why can't you daven a second Shmon Esrei? So we paskin, we saw in Rashi, like Shmuel, that you have to daven, you're not allowed to daven a second one if you're sure that you daven. So why? Why is it such a problem? So it's brought down in the Sefer over here, in the Sefer Beis Yosef. He says a couple of reasons. It's brought down, first of all, Where is that? He says like this. First of all, we know that when it comes to you have a mitzvah, you want to do more than the mitzvah requires. There's an Indian of Baal Tosef.
Oh,
right. Baal Tosef. Oh, you spoke about. So you're not allowed to do more than the Torah tells you to do. So if we have a custom,
you mean like
halacha. Baal Tosef, yeah, that would be.
Because if you can't say Heder Mitzvah like you get the fanciest Esro.
Right, Heder Mitzvah is certainly different then. Because Heder Mitzvah is, you're enhancing that one mitzvah.
Right.
You're not doing more than is prescribed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, mine tonic candles would be Baal Tosef.
Right, as opposed to two Esros.
There's a whole Indian, you know this, that of the show that Adam showed me about Kanievsky, just two little of them. Why? In case when he comes puzzled, he doesn't have to wait.
He shakes with both, or
no,
he has
to.
Okay,
that's not a problem with that.
I also have a fifth tire in my trunk. I still only drive with four.
And the Cohen Gadol had an extra life lined up in case.
And there's an extra Cohen Gadol in case. Yeah, so that's one explanation. Another Indian, another reason it's brought down by various Mefarshim, he says, because Kim the mixi ki hakriv shnei tamidin b'shachros obein our better volume. So when it comes to the our davening mincha, it's instead of the karbon tamid.
No,
so why are you davening with two sacrifices?
I have a good one for you. My favorite tefillah, Shema. Friday night, you say go home, say Kriya Shema again.
Right.
That should be Baal Tosef. You sing extra Kriya Shema.
Well, the question first.
Because if you hold the way you hold, we shouldn't say Kriya Shema when we daven Ma'ariv. We should skip, go on, because that is Baal Tosef.
Baal Tosef is he making a new mitzvah.
Well, you're making a new mitzvah. It says you must say Shacha of Kumecha. Excuse me. And then it's Kriya Shema Amita. You are making a new mitzvah. You're saying it another time.
New time, but not a new mitzvah.
How do you know that? You could really say that's Baal Tosef.
So the second Rashi in the Sifsachla, Beis Manal, asked the question.
I don't remember. In fact, I didn't start till we got to Gimel.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Every other Rashi you remember, right?
No, I don't remember anything. I don't remember.
So eight lines from the top. Okay. It's only three lines. Im Kain, Beis Manal. I was hoping it was the first Rashi, but unfortunately it's the second Rashi. It's a long Rashi. But in the middle of it, which is the 1, 2, 3, the fourth thin line, or the eighth line, starts with the words in Cain.
Getting
it. Now, Beis Hillel, can I start?
Now.
There you go. Okay, so if you see, it's there's the second line's indented, then there's another like six or seven lines. It starts with the words in Cain.
Yes, gotcha.
In Cain, Lamakor and Osa, the Beis Achneses, the question he asks is that, there's a requirement of the Mishnah says, that you can only start davening, you can only fulfill the mitzvah at Seitz HaKochavim, so then why do we say it in Shul? The answer is, K'dei la'amud b'tfil v'toch divri Torah. Which is, quotes, V'alchi tani v'brois in the bear of the brachos
Yishol. So you're learning. So if you say the same thing,
but Shmonesu is not learning. Shmonesu is not Torah. It's not Torah. They're not psukim from the Torah.
A lot of things we do that we learn are the Rabbanan. Mishnah Berurah is the Rabbanan. Mishnayos, Gemara is the Rabbanan.
But it's text. It's learning. It's Torah. Davening is not text. It's praying. So Shema has in it two aspects, as we heard last week's Parsha. It's something which we pray, and it's something also that we learn at the same time.
We have Sarashi Gemara's. Good afternoon. Welcome.
That's
what I'm trying
to say. Rashi, in this week's Parsha, you just had, gives an example of Baal Tosef.
What's that?
Chomesh, Parshas, Tefillin.
Right.
Which is four, so five would be Baal Tosef.
If you say that you got to have five Parshas and Tefillin, you're Baal Tosef.
Right.
And the second is Arba Minim.
Having fun.
Which is not the only way.
This week's Parsha, the two weeks in Eschana, he also gives three examples, but the last one, he switches.
Sitzes,
in Eschana, he says sitzes.
Right.
And this week's parsha, he switches from sitzes to dollar burgers for Hanukkah.
Oh, really?
That's what I spoke about.
That's an interesting question, why he switches different gears. Go ahead.
The reason is, he switches is because in this week's parsha, it says, the pasuk says, it's called Hadavar Hashem, Yishpot, it's called Dover. This phrase is unnecessary. So the Vilna Gaon says, Dover, same as Dibor. So what? It's a remez that the pasuk is something that's only but Dibor, which is Dal Berkishnah, which is Berkishnah.
That's an interesting shot. So it's not just an action. It's you can even be over Baal Tosef with your words.
Not only that, the Rambam...
Which is what is being said over here.
The Rambam says,
yeah,
if a person says that Psar Oath and Cholver, that's also Midrashi, is a Baal Tosef.
Oh.
He says it. Believe
it. It's not a mitzvah Midrashi. It's a Dorabam.
Absolutely. It's
okay. So we're on Chaf Aleph of an Aleph. We're by the... second wine line. So we brought down a couple reasons cited in the Sefer Beis Yosef as to why Hayomid Bitfil of Nisker Shispal Posek Bafil Bam Sabracha. That if you already davened, and now you're davening the same tefillah again, if you catch yourself, then you have to stop in the middle. Okay. So the Gemara asks, ain't it not so? It's not true. I'll prove to you that if you are saying the wrong tefillah, if you're saying a tefillah which you shouldn't be saying that tefillah, which is you're saying the second tefillah which you shouldn't be saying that tefillah, they don't have to stop smack dab in the middle of the brach. Let's finish the paragraph. The Omer Reb Nachman, Ki Avinim Bei Rabu, when we're by Rab, by the place of Rab Bar Avua, Bo'o Minei, the following question was presented. Hani B'nei Bei Rab, the Tohu, there was these people that made a mistake. What was their mistake? This, unfortunately, happens very often to people. Mikri d'choil b'shabas mahu. Mahu sheyigmu. So, it's Friday night, and all of a sudden, you're going like this. Salach lanu avin. And you're like, what am I doing? It's Shabbos, you know? Which is a big problem. So the question is...
Especially Friday night when you're hopefully tired, so it's easy.
Right. Yeah, that happens.
And
yeah.
I tell you, it's very odd. You're exhausted, it's hard.
Yeah, so it's something which does happen, and the question is, Mahu Shiyigmuru, says Rashi, what is the question, Mahu Shiyigmuru? What is the din as far as completing as Habracha? Im Nisker Be'emsa Habracha, Be'achas Min Habracha Shito. So it happens to be, you're, again, clapping, Al-Khet, Slachon, Obinu Kichatanu, and you're like, it's Shabbos. What am I doing? Should I finish that paragraph? Or do I stop and get back into what I'm supposed to be doing, the Shabbos field? So, the Omer Lan, what do we paskin? And this is actually halacha. Gomrin kolos habracha. You have to finish the entire bracha. Right? So, I didn't bring this down, and it's chela gimel for my Hilchah Shabbos. So, if you started already the bracha, let's say you said, you said those four words. You caught yourself and you're so upset that you started, you still have to finish that entire paragraph. However, if you said atah, let's say it's in Shabbos Mincha, and in your mind you're thinking atah chonein l'adam das, and you only said the word atah, so then you can go right back into the Shabbos Menas because it starts Ata. What's the next word after that? Kadosh. Ata Kadosh Shimcha Kadosh. Is that correct? Ata Achad. Thank you. I'm wrong. You're right. I'm right. But the key is that when it comes also on Friday, Friday night.
But your kavanah was the other thing. So
it doesn't make a difference, right? Just as long as that first word, even though it's the same word. But the halacha is that when it comes to those tefillos, then you just finish the paragraph. By the way, when it comes to tefillos musaf, that's not the din. When it comes to musaf, if you're saying the weekday Shemona Esrei, you have to stop right in the middle. It's only when because musaf, Shabbos musaf is dafka for Shabbos.
Right, you would never say Shacharis, you say Shacharis during the week. Musaf is a...
Right, it's a special... No. Right. So, but what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, how come you're telling me that you have to stop in the middle when we see in the halacha that if on Friday night you're saying the weekday davening, at least you have to finish that paragraph. So he says like this. The Gemara answers, well, what are you talking about? Why is that a question? Hakehash, what's the comparison? Hasam over there, Gavra Bar Chiyuvo. Very interesting line of Gemara over here. When it came to Friday night, you're davening, and you're davening the wrong Shemoneh Esrei, you have a chiyuv to daven Maariv. Right? You have a chiyuv to daven Shachar Saturday morning. V'rabanan hudu atrichuhu mishum kavod Shabbos. The reality is, technically speaking, there's nothing.
Really say it.
You can say the weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos. If you said it, you're really not doing anything terrible. So therefore, once you said the paragraph, and you're in the middle of the paragraph, finish the paragraph. Doesn't mean l'chachil you're supposed to say it. Obviously, there's a reason why we instituted dafka seven brachos on Shabbos. The reason why there's seven on Shabbos, as opposed to the 18 or 19. So, but technically, you're not doing anything wrong. The Rabbanan just, because of covered Shabbos, which gives you a feel of what it means to daven. Davening is an avodah. When covered Shabbos, instead of 18, there's 7. But davening is 3 times longer, right? If you understand how a person is supposed to approach tefillah, it's an avodah. It's supposed to work. So it's real covered. It's covered Shabbos. They gave us a break on Shabbos that we don't have to have that same mental preparation for the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Avahacha, hatzolilei. But over here, he davened. What do you mean? In the case of the person who davened mincha at 1 o'clock, so now that it's 7 in the afternoon and he's about to daven a second mincha, he has to stop in the middle. Why shouldn't he say the whole bracha? Because he's not supposed to say anything. That's the point.
But if he hadn't said it, he could say it.
If he hadn't said what?
An early mincha, then he wouldn't stop.
But he should be davening mincha. He's davening mincha.
He
should be davening mincha. Right. But right, in the case of Shabbos, you're supposed to be davening. So, all right. So you're saying a different feel. Next piece of mark. Hispalel v'nichnas v'beis hachneses umot tzibur shmispalel. This is actually, we're going to see some halachos that are based on just that sentence. You're davening, and you find the Beisach in Shul that they're already in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So, in this situation, you already davened. It says Hispalel, right? You davened mincha already. And then you come into Shul, and you say, you know what? Let's go daven a second mincha. So we already learned that you're not supposed to do that. You have to stop in the middle. However, im yachul chadish bo davar yasav yispal. Vim lav al yasav yispal. It depends. If you're able to have some type of a chiddush, you want to chadish bo davar, your davening will be a different davening, then daven again. And if not, al yasav yispal. If not, then you should not daven. And in fact, again, it's brought down in halacha like this. I didn't make copies of this, which I should have, so I'm just going to speak just 2 minutes about this. It says, first of all, im hu mesupik im hispalel, if you're not sure if you daven, chozim hispal. We hold like Rav Yochanan, you should daven again. V'enosar chachadish shum davar. In that situation, you do not have to come up with any chiddush. This is possibly you didn't daven the first time. Okay. But it says like this, avol im, this is the Shulchan Aruch, im bori lo shi hispalel. If you know that you daven, Einu chozim espalel below chidush. You're not allowed to daven and let without this new idea. V'alidei chidush chozim espalel bin nadava. You're allowed to daven at tefillas nadava if you come up with some extra chidush in your daven. Kol pa'amim shiirtza, anytime you want. Chutz mitfillas musaf shein espalel osav in nadava. When it comes to musaf, you cannot daven at tefillas nadava. Because when it comes to Musaf, it's just one Musaf, and more than that is Baal Tosaf. But more, you can daven as many Shemoneh Esrei as you want if you have a chiddush. And then he says, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, ain't a mispal tefillos nadava klal. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, this doesn't work. It's only on a weekday. All right. fine. So he brings down, so you say, oh, so it's good, you can come up with a chiddush and you can daven. So it's in the last sif, there's only four sifim. He says, harotzeh she'yisbal tefilas nedaven. You want to daven beyond that which you have to do. Sarach she'hi makir, so therefore, I can come up with a chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch says, sarach she'hi makir es atzmi. You have to be able to recognize within yourself that you are a zariz, v'zahir, v'omid, v'daito, shiuchel chavin, v'tfilaso, mirosh, v'yatsof. That you're a person that is very meticulous, that you have kavanah in every single word. If you can't have the proper kavanah, on that we apply the pasuk, lomoli rov zivcheichem. Hashem says, what are you giving all these animals, these burnt animals? What a wonderful. Fine. Halvai shiuchul l'chavin b'shalosh tfilos hakvuos leyom. That's how he concludes the sivan. Beautiful line. Halvai, that we should at least have kavanah for the three tfilos that we're supposed to be having kavanah for. So therefore, basically the idea of this tfilos nadava is not something which we really practically do. But nonetheless, the Gemara says with tzrich. We need both concepts. The second concept that told us that if you were davening a second davening, you're allowed to if you can come up with a chiddush, which implies, what if you can't come up with a chiddush? You daven mincha, and you walk into shul and they're davening mincha a few hours later, and you're like, my tank is empty. So should you daven a second one? No. So isn't that the same thing that we said before, that if you're caught in the middle of davening, and you davened already, that you have to stop in the middle, because obviously you don't have any kavanah. What's the difference? We need both statements. The Yashminan, Kamaisa, if you only had the first statement, Hayimili, Yachin Biyachin, or Tzibur Vitzibur. What does that mean, Yachin Biyachin, Tzibur Vitzibur? So Rashi says, the last Rashi in Omer Aleph, Kishimispalil Tchila, the first time you daven, Haya Yachin, you daven by yourself. Ukishishachach, Shehispalil, and when you forgot that you davened already, the Hiskel Ispalil, Haya Biyachin. The second time also you're in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, I forgot that I davened already, you're also b'yechidus. Or b'tzibur, which you can imagine, basically that's the opposite. You davened with a minion the first time, and now you're caught with a second minion. So the second davening isn't really any more impressive. Av l'yachid l'gabi tzibur, and I underline this because I love this line, av l'yachid l'gabi tzibur, kemandel tzali davening. Very good shot. Says that if you daven the first time by yourself, and now you have, because I didn't think I was going to get four minyan for mincha, now I happen to be at a place where they have a mincha minyan.
Much better.
It's much better. To the point, at least in the Havamina, kamando tzali davening. It's as though your first davening, it's like you didn't even daven. It's just hard to understand what that means. But that's what, just reading the words. Kamashmulan? What's the Kamashmulan? And the Kamashmulan is that the first tefillah is not like it's nothing, it is something. And therefore, even though you have a minyan, you cannot daven with that minyan unless you have a chiddush. You can come up with something else. V'yashmin and hacha, you only have this other concept, yishon du'askul. Maybe it's because you didn't already start the davening. So if you didn't start the davening, then don't start. Amal hasam, v'askul ba, emelot tzricha. Maybe in the situation where this person, he's caught in the middle of the davening. So at least now he's in the middle of the davening, let him finish already. So coming to tell us, no. Even in the situation, not only where you didn't start davening, that you shouldn't daven a second Shemoneh Esrei, but even if you're already in the middle of that second Shemoneh Esrei, you have to stop. So that's what the chiddush in my eyes. Okay, so.
There's a chiddush you're looking
for. What? Right. All right. Okay. So it's brought down based on this line on Amud Aleph. I'm not sure why he has to take it from here. It says hispal. Let's say a person goes into a shul, umatz a sibor mispal. You find that the sibor is in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. So he brings down. And I'm not sure if you necessarily have to do this because I remember when I was in 12th grade, my rebbe actually taught me this halacha over here, the second concept. He brings out a story in the name of Rav Soloveitchik that he entered into a shul. Thank you. Or in the Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. that Rav Soloveitchik entered a shul, and the shul, they were already in the middle of davening, okay? And it happened to be that the tzibur was in the middle of davening the quiet musaf. They're in the middle of davening musaf. All right, fine. Now, according to, I guess Rav Soloveitchik maybe came late to shul that day, and he, when it comes to shacharis, you can't just jump right into the shmones, right? When it comes to Maariv, you could jump right into the shmones, even though you're not saying it in the proper order. Better to be to daven tefil b'tzibur, daven Maariv, and then to say the Shema later. When it comes to the shacharis, you have to forego the tefil b'tzibur so that you're samachul tefil. You have to say it in the proper order by shacharis. So what happened over here? He finished Goal Yisrael, and he needed to be somach gul tefillah. So Rav Soloveitchik did was he actually davened musaf before he davened shacharis. Which is very interesting. In order that he could daven b'tzibur what they were davening. Now, then it brings down over here, this I've heard, this is how I've understood, that in the event, let's say you come late to shul, and it's Rosh Chodesh, and they're davening musaf, about to daven musaf, and you're up to shacharis, if you daven the quiet Shemona Esrei, shacharis, the same time that they're davening musaf, is that considered tefillah b'tzibur? So it says like this, Gam ilu hoya mispalel shacharis, the shul, you're davening shacharis, gam kin hoya yotzei tefillah b'tzibur, be'esha tzibur mispalel musaf. If they're davening musaf, and you're davening shacharis at the same time, that's considered to be tefillah b'tzibur. The lo be'inan shispalu hatzibur dafka oso hatfilah. It's not necessary that you have to be davening the exact same tefillah that the tzibur is davening, just as long as you're davening a tefillah at the same time.
Not only that, you weren't chilling, and then that.
Well, that's another thing. That's another thing. That's another question. But the reality is that you are yotzei tefil b'tzibur. So the question is, why did Rav Soloveitchik skip the tefil shacharis and go straight to Musaf? Not really. Maybe there's a greater inyan to not only daven. Could be that. It could also be the idea that not only he's davening at the same time, but davening the same tefil. Right. So I just want to share that, which I found a little bit fascinating over here. Okay. So now jumping into the next Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. On the fourth line from the top, it's a very lengthy Gemara, which is a very fascinating Gemara. There's so much to discuss. We'll just touch upon it today. So the Gemara continues and says the following situation. Amar Guna, Hanichnas Leves Achneses. Okay. So again, you go into the shul. Umatza Sibur Shemis Falim. Again, you find that they're already in the middle of Dach. So, and we're not talking about Maariv, we're talking about, let's say, Shacharis or Mincha, in which there is the repetition of the Shemona Esrei. So it's necessary, the Gemara says, for you to gauge yourself, to be able to know your speed, and to know the speed of the Chazan, to be able to know how fast you can finish, so that you can be done at a certain point in the repetition of the Shemona Esrei. Okay, so let's see, the Machlokas. The Gemara says like this, Im Yochel, Lahaschil, Veligmor, Ashlo Yagia, Shas Lamodim, Yispal, Vimlav, Al Yispal. So you have to figure out if the Chazaras Hashatz, you're in the middle of the private Shemona Esrei. So the question is, I can start, if I can finish before the Chazan gets to the repetition of Tamodim, then I should start. If not, I shouldn't daven, which apparently means I should wait. Same mode in the Rabbanon with the Tzibur, and then afterwards I can daven my Shemona Esrei. That's according to one opinion. So the question is, why Modin? What's the Indian over here of Modin? So a long Tosfos, which we're going to probably hopefully see the whole thing at one point. It's going to take a while. But if we look in Rashi, right? Rashi, there's Rashi on this probably, right? Rav Huna Sov Yachid. Is this Rav Huna? Yeah, Rav Huna. So you see Rashi. Rav Huna Sov Yachid Hamispalel imatzibur, also Omer Kaddish, Hilkach, Imo Gomer actually again shots Lukadusha, lays one book. I'm not going to translate that. I want to get to this next line, the fourth line. Of a modim, when it comes to modim, Apopishi Yachin Omer modim, even though we can say modim in our own private Shmoneh Esrei, im eno Omer imat sibur, if you do not say the modim derabanan together with everyone else, haroa as kulam kairi, everyone else is bowing down, acknowledging, bahu eno kareya, and you are the one person not doing so, nir kikofer, looks like, using your term, like being first with Seabor, but it also shows that you're really denying that which everyone else is bowing down to, which, of course, the irony is, why is he not bowing down? He's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he's davening. But the fact is that it gives a very negative impression. So that's, apparently everyone holds that that's an issue. Tosfos is going to discuss certain halakhic issues, but let's continue in the Gemara. Shimon Levi Omer, Im Yochel Lahaskim Ligmor, actually Yegi Yeshlet Sibu Kedusha Yisbalel, Imav Al Yisbal. So according to this opinion, you have a smaller window, right? You only have until the Kedusha. So you have to make sure you daven fast enough or whatever, so that you'll be able to finish on time to say Kedusha the Tzibu. So about my commitment, so what's this whole Bachokas? Marsavar Yochid Omer Kedusha, Marsavar In Yochid Omer Kedusha. Very fascinating. And apparently, there's a machlokas whether or not an individual can even say Kedusha. Right? So apparently, the only reason why Rav Huna says you can go all the way until Modin is because after all, you can say Kedusha by yourself. Right. So you can say, well, that's quite a chiddush. The truth is, if you think about it, we say Kedusha numerous times. Ourselves.
Yes.
Right? Asher. You say it by Birchas, or you say it by Asher, right? You say it by Birchas Kriya Shema, right? So we do say it. Is it the same Kedusha? We're not standing. It's not the same, but it's not so far-fetched if you think about it that way. Okay, so let's just see the next couple of lines and we'll discuss some things. V'chein Omer Rabu Adla Barava Menayin Shein HaYokin Omer Kedusha. How do we know that an individual cannot say any Dover Kedusha? It doesn't just mean Kedusha itself. Of course, it's including other things like Kaddish, Baruch Hu. Right, well, that's part of, right? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. So, focusing on the word Kedusha.
Oh,
and B'sot. Right, if I focus on that one too. Kol Dover Kedusha li'im pachos mi'asar. No less than 10. Need a minion? Need a coin. So this famous Gemara, which teaches us the requirement of a minion, my mashmal, how do we see from this pasuk in Sefer Vayikra the number 10? Right? So, you're right. We're going to have to focus on the Tov. The Tani, Rabbini Achmed Rav Chiya, Barava, Asiyat Toch Toch. It says it's a Gezer Shav. There's no actual pasuk that says you need 10 people for a minion, but through the means of a Gezer Shav, that's how it's derived. Over here it's written V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, focusing on, as you said, Toch. Ksiv Hasam, it's written over there in Sefer B'midbar, Yivalu mitoch ha'eda hazos. And separate yourself from this assembly of Korach. Malahol nasara kanasara, just like over there when it came to the whole machlokas of Korach. There was apparently 10 people there. Avkanasara. So too, you need 10. So what's the problem with Korach? Question is, when it came to Korach, was there really 10? When we hear things
so question 150 people.
So maybe that's how much you need for a minute. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? We're looking at Gezer Shava from the story of Korach, and it says that Toch Toch teaches us the requirement of 10. So all the portion looked at this and why one of them say it doesn't make any sense. Fortunately, if you look at the source of Shas over here, you see there's an asterisk where it says Malo Halon, which is a little star in the Gemara.
you go.
See that? There's a little star when it says Malhol Nasara, Afkanasara. So that asterisk tells you that there's something possibly missing. So if you look to the left, which is the, at least in my Gemara, the innermost part of the binding, you see where it, there's brackets and there's the acronym Sadiwam Sarah Kolomar. It says Toch Toch is not enough of a Gzereshah.
They're learning an Eda Eda.
You need also Eda Eda, right. Dechziv Ad Masai Eda Haramazos. Malaholon Asara Kanasara. So the word Eda, which is found by Korach, right, because the Pasuk says Hibolim Toch Ha'eda Hazos, connects to another Pasuk which talks about an Eda, which is specifically the part. Parsha Shlach, the Meraglim. So it's interesting, the only way that we're able to learn out this whole inyan of having a requirement of a minyan is not just straight to the Meraglim, because the Pasuk by the Meraglim does not have the word Toch in it. It has the word Eda. Right, Eda. So therefore, you need a double Gzer Shava, A to B, then B to C, to finally get to that to get to that Gzer Shav, to teach us the requirement of 10. Now, there's much to discuss over here, but the Mefarshim, some of the Mefarshim feel, so why is this not in the text of our Gemara? So some people felt that it was, even though we do learn out from the Meraglim, it's such a seemingly inappropriate thing to learn out, the requirement of a Davish Kedusha, that one should have to learn that out from all people from the Meraglim, not from the good Meraglim, from the not the two good ones, from the other 10.
Eidor Ra, so it's also nothing to recommend them.
Right, the Pasuk itself calls them Eidor Ra, right? It's very fascinating. So we're going to get more into this when we're going to stop, but some of the Mefarshim learned out that we, the Dafka, want to learn out from the Meraglim to teach us when it comes to certain people that we're going to specifically discuss. People that will walk into shul and be number 10, say, oh, maybe this person shouldn't be counted for a minyan, right? Maybe this person did an avera, maybe this person's a rasha. So we're going to discuss this at greater length next week, but some say that just the Igros Moshe we'll conclude with. The Igros Moshe, when Moshe Feinstein says, Gam kein mechali Shabbos beparhesi yichol netzarif, that even someone who violates Shabbos openly is allowed to be counted for a minyan. And why is that? And he derives it up because we have to learn out from the Meraglim to teach that even people that may not do things as they should, nonetheless they can still be participating and be counted as the minyan. And that's maybe another idea. That's another question. Chanada ben Chatzar, Tzadik Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zavuz Yivir, Rabbi Amram, Mitzvah Shnei Mo, Adonai, Chafetz Amasit, Koyadut, Rav Yadir.